from the foundations of the world that God is revealing now, he did not have that profound perfection of this wisdom of God. Now, we need not to have this other earthly wisdom. Let's turn to the book of James. Let's see how it reads so we can show people in the scriptures. So I just don't go preaching and you think that I don't know what's in the scriptures. So the book of James chapter 3. God wants us to have the wisdom of God. Oh, yes. Let's see, James 3:13. And it says this. Who is a wise man endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of the good conversation of his works with meekness of wisdom. It's a wise man. Let him show out of the conversation of his good works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not. Don't glory in that. Lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. How many people have been a partaker of that? That's all right. We're in the flesh. We walked in our flesh all my life. Been a partaker of that? Yes. Amen. I've been a partaker of that. I testify to your glory, mighty God. I testify to your sovereign power. Yes, I've been a testimony. Yes, I've been a part of that. For where envy and strife is, envy and strife is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above. Hallelujah. Talking about this wisdom of God that is from above. That he hid even until this last time that he's revealing now. I'm talking about this wisdom of God that is from above is first pure. Ha. Oh, hallelujah. A clean heart, a pure heart. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. We the God have it at in hidden parts. He said, I desire truth in the inner parts. See, in the hidden parts, thou hast made me to know wisdom. Where at? Christ in you. Hallelujah. It's in there. Hallelujah. It is in there. Hallelujah. Might be spotted, might be covered, might be all manner of stuff all around it, but it is in there. Now let that thing work out. Let it come out. Hallelujah. Let the church come out of the closet. Let us grow up and go on into perfection there. See, it's first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated. Help, Lord. Help, Lord, to get to this point. That's right. We need help. And we can say, help, Lord. That's not vain. Oh, no. That's not. Help, Lord. Help me to perform this. I believe it, Father. Now, help my unbelief. You see that? You do believe that it is the word of God, but then you know that you're not doing it. So you say, I believe, Father, now help my unbelief, because I do believe your word. Amen. I just can't find a way to do it. And we talked about that now, and it's the flesh. Now I want to go, I will never be able to finish if I go there. I'm not going to do it. Now, I'm just keep on going here. Full of mercy and good fruits without partiality. No partial. Not partial in your judgment. Not partial in your fellowship. Not partial. See, you understand that partial? You have a buddy. You have a friend. He do something. You'll rail on somebody else. But if your buddy do it, you'll cover for him. Partial. Stop the partialness. See, I know this now. Oh, now, if my son drop a glass and break it, and if I drop the glass and break it, I go, oh, wow, you know, I made a mistake and dropped that glass. Now, he dropped the glass. Hey, what's wrong with you, boy? See, partial. See, God is a God of judgment. And that judgment brings about justice. And it brings about righteousness. And it brings about equity. He's a God of equity. He equalized. Too much highs. Too much base. Come on. Let's get some mid-range. Let's get some equity in this thing right here. Let's get some balancing out so you can be able to judge righteously. But it's only going to be by the wisdom of God that he have in you now, that he want us to bring it out. It's the wisdom of God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning. Hallelujah. of wisdom. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord is the instructions of wisdom. Job said that the fear of the Lord is wisdom. Now that's what the Bible says. Yes. This fear of the Lord, oh, praise God. That's why we got to come to the fear of the Lord first. This is the thing what the fear of the Lord would do the most. Before your eyes and before your faces, it will cause this flesh to be subdued. Yes, it would. It will cause this flesh to yield. The fear of God before your face and before your eyes. The fear of God in your heart will cause you not to acknowledge iniquity there no more, because it's clean. I'm talking about the fear of God in your heart. Now, that's the more part, what the fear of God is all about. That one thing, departing from iniquity. And once you depart from iniquity, now you got the love of God in your heart so he can be able to grow. So you can be able to grow in the fullness of him. Faith to faith. Then when you get in the spiritual realm, you can go to glory. One church to another church. Then when you get in the kingdom age, from glory to glory. One star deferred from another star in glory. There is the glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. See, from glory to glory, to faith, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I'm talking this wisdom amongst those that are perfect. Trying to enlighten the eyes of your understanding. Praise God. Now, it's first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easily to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. I believe it, Father. Your word said, I believe it. Now, that don't settle it. Don't be saying that. No, I believe it. Now, help my unbelief. I believe that, Father, because in your word. I want to be able to believe the word of God when I see it. Oh, it's there. Now, I believe it. Now, help my unbelief, because you're not doing it. See? But first, you got to hear it preached so it can be able to get faith to you. Then that's not enough either. Faith without works is dead alone. You abide there, no prevail. You got to make the faith work. That's why you got to believe. And when you believe, you will speak and you will do. You will perform the word of God. Without hypocrisy, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. I want to be a peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers. Peacemaker. Yes, they are the children of God. Are you a child of God? Then be at peace. Peace be still. See, that's what we got. Peace be still. Speak it to your own troubled heart. Because the word of God says, let not your heart be troubled. Why? Neither let it be afraid. You believe in God? Then Jesus said, believe also in me. Believe in the ones that he has sent you. Sent to you. I'm just being a counselor tonight in the house of God. There are many counselors in the house of God. And I'm just being one of many to be able to counsel the people of God. Ministering with the Almighty God put on my heart. And doing it in the best of my ability. Doing it with my whole being. My whole soul, my whole body. All that I know to do. To be able to minister to the people of God. Telling you that you need this wisdom of God to be able to stand in this evil day. And we know that the fear of God is of love. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of this wisdom. And we got to have it for this last time. Must have it. That's why it was written in the book. That's why he brought Paul to such a high plane. Where Peter said, what in the world is he talking about? I can't understand him. I know that it's of God, but he's talking about things that's hard to be understood. It's of God. And we need to take heed to it. And we need to grow in that knowledge. He acknowledged the Almighty God. That this man got a revelation from the Almighty God that is like unparalleled. Hallelujah. Solomon couldn't touch him. That's why I tell you, a greater than Solomon is here. That's what the Almighty God said. Jesus said, a greater than Solomon is here. Don't be coming up about Solomon. Jesus said, I'm greater than Solomon. And if you got Christ in you, then you are greater than Solomon. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Christ in you. Talking about out of this flesh, you in the spiritual realm is greater than Solomon. The Bible says, like it's John the Baptist, out of all the prophets, he is greater than them all. But the least that's in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. I'm talking about if you got the Spirit of God in you, born again after his Spirit, you are greater than Solomon. You got a wisdom in you that been hid that he did not give to Solomon. He did not have it. No, he did not have it. Now that wisdom, he has given it to us in this time because we're in this last time. We're in this last time and we need it. When an enemy comes in like a flood, that's when we need it. The Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Where we'll have so much wisdom, filled with so much of the knowledge of God and the love of God, that nothing will be able to move us. We'll love death. I said we will love death. That's why we gotta love our enemies. We cannot do that without the wisdom of God. Yeah, the wisdom of God, you are pure. There's no way that you can get the wisdom of God and being polluted. It can be done. Once you get to the wisdom of God, you have the fear of God and you are clean and you will never be polluted. And you'll have no fear in you either. Because perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. Charity is the bound. It's the bond of perfectness. That's right. If you have this fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom, which is the instructions of wisdom, which is the wisdom. That's what the Bible says. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, we don't want this other wisdom right here. Now, we operate in that long enough. Wise in your own conceits. Yes, we did. Yes, Father, would not make you a lie. Your word is truth, Lord. I have sinned. Praise God. I confess. I'm forgiven. Now I'm going to walk right. I'm going to forsake that way. I'm going to walk right because I'm going to repent. I'm going to do the repentance that work because I was sorrowful to the Almighty God before him. Now let us walk right now. Now we can do that. It's not even hard to do. Just get rid of you. See, the problem was us. We were the problem. Just us. Just this flesh. Now, once we get out of this flesh, hallelujah, praise God, God can take us to these heights that he wants us to be. Praise God. Let's see how that breaks down. Let's see, Luke 11. Luke chapter 11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name forevermore. He is a good God, worthy to be praised, excellent in greatness, mighty in his power, glorious, praise God, everlasting Father, wonderful Counselor, blessed Redeemer. Oh, yes, he's mine. Thank you, Lord. He's mine. Chapter 11, 29. Praise God. And when the people were gathered thick, it's a lot of them. That's what that thick mean. Thick together, he began to say, this is an evil generation. They seek a sign. Now, we shouldn't be seeking signs. We should just believe. Believers don't seek signs. Believers are a sign. We don't seek signs. We only have but one sign. And that one sign is enough. It suffices of us. One sign. That's all we need. Because we are a sign in ourselves. We are the light of the world. The salt of the world. I'm talking about the church. Why? Because Christ is in you. They seek a sign. And there shall no sign be given unto it or given it but the sign of Jonas, the prophet. Thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. For as Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South shall rise up in judgment with the men of this generation and condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Now Christ said that he was greater than Solomon. Now we don't have no problem with that because we know who Christ is. But if you was back there, see what I mean? The people of God, oh yeah, have I seen the Red Sea split? I will never leave the Lord. That's a lie. You better believe now. Forget about yesterday. Forget about tomorrow. We want to thank God for today. What he's doing for you now. Where you stand now is where you're at with God. I don't care what you did in the past. And I don't care what your plans are doing tomorrow. You better thank God for today, and you better be right with God today. Because this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice, and I will be glad in it. This evil in this day is sufficient. Praise God. Now have on all of Christ. He said that greater than Solomon is here. Oh, he said in another place, you see the lilies? They need to toil or spin. He said, even Solomon, hallelujah, in all his glory, oh, bless his name, was not arrayed as one of these. Glory to God. Then he said, why? Because I'm the lily of the valley. Hallelujah. And he's clothed with the lilies. And we are clothed with his righteousness. We are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, not yet I, but it's Christ that liveth in us. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. See, we are in him. Our righteousness is of the Lord. And since you have him in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory, you are greater than Solomon. Lord God. Glory, glory. Oh, Lord. If they can't, I'm about to see Jesus. Praise God. Looking like it's getting cloudy in here. Oh, bless his name. You're greater than Solomon because Christ is in you. Don't not twist that now. Because Christ is in you. Not upon you, but he's in you. He's all the fullness of God. And he want to fill all of you. And stop blocking him. Stop blocking. See, we talked about, oh, but we talked about iniquity. We hit on that from every angle. Well, I tell you what, I can sniff it from a mile now. Praise God. I know when iniquity is around. How'd Pastor Rice say, if you see there's a peach on the ground, there's a peach tree somewhere. Praise God. There's some flesh around, you know, there's iniquity around. Now, just be pure. To the pure, all things are pure. You say, wow, that is, Lord God, your work is perfect. His work is marvelous in my sight. See, that's that pure heart. We got to labor to have that thing. Let's labor to have that pure heart. Keep that shadow down where it belongs. Keep that shadow down. When we change sons, when the Lord changed sons, we ain't going to have no more shadows. When the Son of Righteousness shall come. Oh, hallelujah. No more shadows of turning. All light. Praise God. Brighter than the noonday sun. Oh, he is glorious. I said it like this. If you put Adam, the first man Adam here, and you put the last man Adam here, you will fall down at the last man Adam right on your face just like a dead man. Because he is glorious. He is all light. No darkness in him at all. I'm talking about the Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the one that is living in you and want to fill you with all his riches and glory and might and power. We're seated in heavenly places with him. That's where you're supposed to have your mind at. We're seated in heavenly places with Christ, far above all principalities and power, so far that they can't even see you. So don't worry about touching you. They can't touch you when you're in him. He's a big God. My God. And if you think that's not a love, it said that we're hid in Christ in God. Lord God. Lord God. How much security do you need? My security is in him. Once I have that security, I don't need no other security. Oh no, I have the security. And my security is in Christ. And he liveth and abideth forever. And his word is sure. What he said, he will perform. He will do. for he watch over his word to perform it. I'm talking about the Almighty God. The Almighty God. From everlasting to everlasting. Before the beginning and after the ending. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, he is a mighty God. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. Oh, bless his name. Where was he? I just lost my place. Well, anyway, a greater than Solomon is here. It's Christ. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is liberty. And if he's in the house, then a greater than Solomon is here. Who is for Jesus? Stand up. Praise God. And I looked in the valley and I seen an exceeding great army. Dry bones. Oh, you dry bones. Oh, you dry bones. Hear the word of the Lord. Praise God. Y'all may be seated. Glory. Oh, yes. One of these days, well, we're going to make Jesus stand up. Not only stand up, we're going to make him come down. Praise God. Because he inhabit the praises of his people. We're going to be praising him on high. Oh, yes. We want to glorify him. That's how we do it. So clap your hands, oh, you people. Oh, clap your hands. Give you a standing ovation, Almighty God. And shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Oh. Praise your name. Praise your name. Mighty God. Everlasting Father. Precious priest of priests. Come quickly, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. To be glorified in your own. Almighty God. Hallelujah. May be seated. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Now, greater than Solomon is here. Let's turn to Luke 12. Luke chapter 12. Oh, boy. This. Okay. I'm doing pretty good. Luke 12. Verse 15. Let's see. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. Huh. Now that's a dirty word. You want to talk about cussing. Now that's a cuss word. That's covetousness. That thing should do something to your spirit when you hear it. Ah, what? No part of that. Very, very, very dark spirit. Covetousness. Huh. It's idolatry. Covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possess. Solomon, the reason why he got to the point where so he was talking about all his vanity, all his vanity, all his vanity. What is this? I have all this money, have all this wisdom, have all this power. Then I die just like every other man. What is this? It's vanity. But he came to the conclusion of the whole matter. Let's fear God and keep his commandments. Now he had wisdom. Fear of God is the beginning of this end time wisdom of God. This hidden wisdom that he hid in your inner part. Make your inner part to know wisdom. This is what the Almighty God did. Now, he had all those riches on the earth. That's why he's so miserable. Because all those riches he had. The moth can get it. The rust can get to it. He said, what in the world is this? Where's our treasure hid up? In heaven. And ain't no moths up there. There's no rust up there. No corruption up there. See, we have this treasures. And God have his treasure in these earthen vessels. And we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See, where your heart is, that's where your treasure will be. So have the heart after God. Once you have the heart after God, then your treasures will be in heaven. Your affections will be in heaven. Heaven, it will be on those things that are above and not on these things of the earth, only in the order that God has set them up, and you would not go beyond that order. First God, preeminence, then anything that follows after. So let God be your preeminence. We want to look to God. We want our security to be in God, in God alone. Then anything else would just be, or whatever, see? Once you're right with God, it don't matter. Though the whole world be against me and God be for me, don't matter. Praise God. If I gain this whole world and lost my soul, what would that matter? And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man. No rich man will make it into heaven. You got to give up your riches. That's right. You got to give up your riches. You got to be rich towards God. You got to become a Zacchaeus, not the rich young ruler. Many of you were rich young rulers. Thank God that you've been converted unto a Zacchaeus that gave up his riches. How did you do that? Only by God. God is in you of a truth because you gave up your riches. Now, let's not be high-minded, but let's finish this race. Let's go on unto perfection. A rich man, a certain rich man, brought forth plenty. Sound like Solomon a little bit, don't he? And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pour down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Got his life set, boy. Sound like me. I had my life set. Oh, yes. Some of you had your life set. Then God came and shook it and messed it up. Now, that's speaking as a man. But we know that he made it right. He was shaking those bones together. So bone can come to his bone. Everybody come to their place that we can be able to be that man. That man, that body of Christ. That oneness together. When the head move, we move. That's right. We stomp a toe, the whole body say, ouch. Now, that's the word of God, isn't it? Do we believe that? Do we do it? But I do believe. Help. Help my unbelief. Oh, yes. Then you'd be like, oh, now I can be able to perform this thing. Say, gird yourself up. That's right. Encourage yourself in the Lord. You pump yourself up in the world. I can do it. I can do that. I can. Oh, yeah. Well, God, and with God, it don't change. He wants you to encourage yourself in the Lord. Speak words of faith to yourself. Come on. Come on. That's right. Better do it. I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Solomon came to that point. It's like, hey, I might as well eat, drink, and be merry. What I'm going to give all my riches to is a fool. Who I know where my riches is going to go to? It could wind up going to a fool. Ha, huh, all my labor is in vain. It's all vanity. Oh, no, Solomon. Praise God. We're going to finish this race. And we're going to make you perfect. Because you're going to be one of the dead in Christ when we seal this thing. And it will not be in vain. Just wasn't given to you. But it's given to us. Oh, hallelujah. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. We want to lay down this life so that we can gain that life, so that we can lay down our life for our friends. That's why I said that we must become friends. If you have the wisdom of God, it'll be no problem. Because you'll be able to see how the enemy try to divide, how he try to scatter, how he try to conquer you. And you will not have him have none of that working no more at all. Take heed, no thought for your life, which ye shall eat, neither for the body, which ye shall put on. The life is more than meat. Hallelujah. And the body is more than raiment. Consider. Consider yourself. Consider your ways. What's hindrance? What's the hindrance? It's only you. You. That's all. That's the great mystery. That's the big bang great mystery. The hindrance was you. Isn't that good? God is simple. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies. Hallelujah. How they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. One of these little ones. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Once we realize that that righteousness is and that peace and that joy is in us, we will fit in that kingdom perfectly. Once we're perfect in one, Jesus will come. He's waiting for you. Have long patience for his fruit to be mature and ripen so that we can dine at the master's table. Come, come and dine. Come and drink from the waters of life freely. Won't cost you 1 cent, so we can spend it all now to bring the people of God into perfection. Because the more you give, God will get back. You'll never be able to lose, get rid of all this wisdom. This wisdom, when you lash it out, God will always get it back. You can never, never be able to keep up with this Almighty God. Okay. Oh, Lord. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Okay, let's see what Job says. Let's turn to the book of Job 28. Let's see if we can try to speed up just a little bit. Okay. Job 28. See, Job had a lot of wisdom too. God did some mighty things in that man's life. He was perfect. That's what the Bible says. Job was perfect. Oh, yes. He eschewed evil. How did he wind up getting polluted? Wow. God put about a situation, no circumstance, and God dig deep. He dig deep. He got him out of spade and he dig deep to pull something out of Job. So watch out when God start digging deep. Keep your heart pure, because he could have some roots that is rooted in there so deep that he had to dig deep to get it, to manifest it, so he can show you that it was not of you and was not a part of you. But don't try to hide it. Just let it go. Boom. Then you'll be free. Hallelujah. You'll have real peace. I'm talking about the peace of God that passeth all understanding. That's right. So let's see what Job was saying. Job 28, verse 12. Let's see here. Glory. Verse 12. Okay. But where shall wisdom be found? A good question. Where should it be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. Wow. The depth saith, it is not in me. And the sea saith, it is not with me. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. Wisdom, oh Lord, is more precious than rubies and any other thing you want to put on there, diamonds and pearls. Oh yes, wisdom is the principal thing. It's the preeminent thing. It was the thing that is what was with Almighty God in the very beginning that made everything. It started even before his word. It was his mind. God sit down and he counted the cost. That's what he's going to build his house with wisdom. He's going to build his house with wisdom. Every stone in his place. All your stones, every one of us going to be in our place. Almighty God, you over here, you over there, you over there. We're going to be an exceeding great army. Oh yes, the people of God. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx of the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it. And the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or the pearls. for the price of wisdom is above rubies. Oh, hallelujah. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. When then cometh wisdom, and where is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hid. It is hid in you. God have hidden this thing in you, in us earthen vessels. So break your vessel so that you can let this wisdom come out. Be broken before the Almighty God so that we can start to let this wisdom spill out. It will not flow over. It will not run out. Let it flow from you. Let that Holy Ghost, that river that's flowing like a river, let it bubble up and flow out of you. Talking about this wisdom of God, seeing it is hid from the eyes of the living and kept closed from the fowls of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears. Let's drop down to verse 28. And unto man he saith, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Where is this wisdom? I told you where it's at. It's in you. It was in you ever since you've been born again in this time. That's all God is doing is showing you that it's in you. That you can work diligently to start to manifest it out of you. Let it come out now. Because we're going to need it. We will need this. We must by all means have to have this wisdom. We have to have it. All the demons in hell is going to be coming against the people of God. And we're going to have to be standing on the wisdom of God. On his rock. On Christ the solid rock. And when you fell, you was not on that rock. You was on another rock. A rock of sand. A rock that sinking sand. Now you need to get your foot upon the rock. The solid foundation. The strong foundation. The solid rock. So Job. Now, I'm going to try to skip this one. Elihu, when he came to Job, now he was a young man. When God was dealing with Job and all of his calamity and his fall and his depravity, and Job had three friends and they was working him over. And Elihu, a young one, I'm going to call him the fourth man. The fourth man in that fiery trial. He's standing on the side, seeing all this bitterness, seeing Job even operating in his folly, speaking wisdom or darkened counsel against the Almighty God with his knowledge of man and his wisdom of man. He wasn't operating in the wisdom of God at that time. And Elihu was just standing on the scene just watching all of this. He's a young man. And he didn't speak because it was aged men there, a little older men there. And he said, sure enough, wisdom will be with the Ancient of Days, or it will be with those of the aged men. That's not where the wisdom of God is at. God is a spirit, and they that worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. And it don't matter how old you are in this flesh, it's the spirit that quickeneth the flesh. It profiteth nothing at all. Not at all. Now that is good news. Now that is good news, because there's people flesh that is a whole lot better than our flesh that's out there in the world. Jesus said it like this. Are you trying to say that you're greater than Abraham, sir? I heard somebody say that you said you was greater than Solomon, but now that you're trying to say you're greater than Abraham, sir? Jesus said, listen to me. Before Abraham was, I am. And he was talking about the spirit. He rejoiced to see my day. What's wrong with you? You ain't even 50 years old. Despise not the youth. When we have the spirit of God in us. I ain't talking about no age. I'm talking about the spirit of God, which is eternal. That's right. Ain't gonna be no young men and old men and women and children in, you know, in heaven. No. I'm talking about the Spirit of God. He hid some wisdom in us. And however he decided to use it in whatever realm or capacity, the Almighty God is going to use it. He used it in the kitchen. I'm talking about the wisdom of God. Elihu right there, he's seen all this folding out. He said, hey, I was going to hold my peace, but now I got to speak. This thing bubbling in me, I got to let it go. Got to let it go. Filled with the Spirit of God. And he just came, he started talking to Job. Let's go there. Let's see how that broke out. I want to make sure. See, I'm trying to go a little faster, but let's see. Job 32, verse 6. Let's see. Let's see from verse 7. I said, they shall speak in multitude of years, shall teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man. Elihu said, there is a spirit in man. See that? The Spirit of God that goes behind this outward flesh. I'm talking about the eternal spirit that dwells in us. This hidden wisdom that God had put in us. There is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Great men are not always wise. Neither do the aged understand judgment. But if you have this wisdom of God, it will bring you into judgment, righteousness, justice, and equity. Therefore, I said, hearken to me. I also will show mine opinion. Now, he just went on there. But basically, we got to realize that this wisdom of God, this Spirit of God in us is eternal. We're going to start to be comparing spiritual things with spiritual. That's what God wants us to come up and go to faith. Praise the Lord. I'm going to try not to go past 9:30 if the Lord will. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says this, thy commandments has made me wiser than my enemies. I have more understanding than all my teachers. I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts, because I love thy law. God is no respect to persons. He's not giving none of this to some special person. Those that believe on him, simply believing on the Almighty God. Now, I told you, normally when I minister, I normally go to the root and the cause of things, and I usually hit for the high mark. And sometimes I deal with things in between. But God wants people to be searching him out. Search for God in prayer and fastings and everything. Anything you can do that can keep your mind stayed on the Lord and keep the flesh abated. By all means, do it. It will be good. And it will be, and God will be pleased and will be glorified. Understand that you're doing it in him. In him. No profit to yourself at all. No profit to the flesh at all. We want to glorify the Almighty God and Almighty God alone. That's right. I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. Oh, Lord. And so remember, there's the book of Job talk about the ostrich. God don't want us to be like the ostrich. He gave that thing no understanding, no knowledge. He gave it no wisdom at all. It lays its eggs. Instead of making a nest and setting on it, it puts its eggs on the ground in the dust, and then it forget that it even stomp on its own eggs. No fear. No fear. No understanding. No wisdom. Now, God don't want us to be like the ostrich. And then somebody else will come and stomp on your little ones. No fear of God. God wants his people to know. He don't want us to be destroyed because of a lack of knowledge, because he's given the knowledge. Just get a pure heart, a pure intent, and God will flood you with all wisdom and riches. He will do it. He wants to do it now. I can tell you that. He wants to do that now. I can tell you that. The Almighty God wants to do that now. He wants his people to come up higher. Come up upon the wings so he can take us higher. And when we do it in the spirit, boy, it's going to be so easy and so joyous. And you can be, all hell can be coming against us, but it will have no more, the flesh wouldn't have no more pull on us. See? We'll just be able to be glorifying God. We will even love death. We'll love it. We'll let death there. Come on. I'm ready to meet the Lord. See, but if the Lord don't want you to go, then he's going to keep you and preserve you, because he must have a people that are waiting and waiting for him to come. looking for him, ready and prepared, looking for the people. All right, let's turn to the second book of Peter. God wants people to have wisdom. Second book of Peter. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, Lord. We want to be the true worshipers. Worship you in spirit and in truth. All day long. That's right. We want to pray without ceasing. A communion with God. Just in constant, having your mind stayed on the Lord at all times. You know, this prayer. It's no matter what you're doing, no matter what, when you're working, you're praying. And when you're eating, you're praying. When you're doing whatever you're doing, you're praying. If your communion is with God, all time, you're having a communication with God. Now, that's prayer in a nutshell. Then it has certain types. Okay. Now, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things. Not some things, but he's given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. See, now this is what is going to come from that pureness first. You're in the faith. Now he bring it to that virtue, that pure intent. Then he will be able to add to your faith. Now that's the point that the people of God was not getting to. This point of this pureness again. Coming back to your first love. Just like when you was born again. Then don't be babes. Don't be no more children now. Then grow from there. Then grow from there. Then go on to perfection from there. Instead of backsliding. We didn't never go on. Now we're going to come to there again. Then he's going to take us on a spiritual plane. That's what he's going to do. And this is in a nutshell here. Virtue. Glory and virtue. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. No more flesh. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. The knowledge of the Lord. You get it here, it's not polluted. You get it here, it's not that wisdom that is from below. You get it here, it is the knowledge of God. Not knowledge of these other things. It will be the knowledge of God. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. Oh Lord. Now, the Bible said, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. That is our patience. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and have long patience for it until he receive the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Add to your faith patience. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another. No more divisions. Let us not hear that it be divisions among you. Oh, I partly believe it because of the flesh, but let that be no more. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take my brethren, the prophets, who has spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of the sufferings, affliction, and of patience. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Now let patience have our perfect work and be perfect and entire wanting nothing. Now add. Now we add. Now in this patience, we're moving you on to this wisdom of God. Patience. It's that middle thing that we need. Because here is the patience of the saints. Here are those that do know their God. We must know our God. And if anything is going to be happening today, it's going to be trying our patience to see whether or not we will stand. First and foremost above anything else. I'm talking about knocking all applications out. It's for your patience to see whether or not you'll fall or not. Now, God don't want you to fall, but in the day of adversity, you'll know if you're strong or you'll know if you're weak. So in the day of adversity come, you'll see where you're standing. Oh, I'm kind of weak. Okay, get strong, because the next one come, you might not have a chance to gird yourself up again. God is a mighty God. He know how to preserve his people now. Now, add to your temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make ye that ye neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Now see, if you're in the faith, if you're doing these things, you cannot do it without that pure heart first, that pure intent first. Get the purity, the clean heart that we've been admonished to do. A clean heart. We had a letter that's wrote to us from a man of God. A letter. Paul write letters. That's how he established the church in a profound way. Okay? For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Long as a man of God is in the tabernacle still, he's still in authority, still in authority, still in authority. Don't gotta be present. God is a long way off. You don't have no rocket on this planet right here that can get to where God, he's a long way off, but he's still in authority because he ever lived. And that's not going to change. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't change. And I thank God. We need to change. Oh, yes. We need to change and be like him. But he don't change. He's not going to be like us. Though we deny him, he will not deny us. He will not deny himself. Thank God for our last man, Adam. Thank God for our great high priest who is touched by our infirmities, our weaknesses and inabilities. Oh, yes. We need him. We need him. See, God want to bring us to faith to faith. Faith to faith. Okay, now this is the last thing that I'll be dealing with right here, and we will close out. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Close it out. But God wants us to have this wisdom of God. A greater than Solomon is here. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, he's a mighty God. Mighty man of war. We can stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, yeah, he's the one that's going to fight this battle. We can fight to keep the faith. As Brother Spencer was saying, we, you know, sometimes be a little pugnacious. Oh, yeah, it's good to be fighting in the spiritual realm. If you're pugnacious, if you knew how to be pugnacious out in the world, and either, you know, you're just a fighting spirit. Change that thing around, convert that thing around in the spiritual realm. God don't want you to change. I mean, he don't want you to stop doing it. He wants you to change it over. Be pugnacious in the spiritual realm. Be a mighty man of valor. Oh, yeah. Bring me a pugnacious man with me in the spiritual realm. One will put 1,000 to flight. Get a pugnacious man like that. Two will put 10,000. Don't give me 4. That's new math there. I can't count that 4. Glory to God. Oh, bless his name. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. And it says this. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us, which are saved, it is the power of God. Wow, boy, the word of God just rings to me. I'm sorry. It's the power of God. Glory. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Have not God made the foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. believe the word of God being preached. That's how we're going to be saved. Saved from our sins and saved from this wicked generation. For the Jews require a sign. That's right. We're not sign seekers. Oh, no. We only need but one sign that is sufficient. The Greeks seek after wisdom. The wisdom of the earth. That earthly stuff. No, we're looking for the wisdom that is above. The wisdom of God that is hid in you. Oh, yes. Know that. It's hid in you. But we preach Christ crucified unto the Jews a stumbling block. Why? Because they want to seek after a sign. And unto the Greeks, foolishness. Why? Because looking for some earthly wisdom. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greek, Christ. Glory to God. The power of God. And the wisdom of God. Glory to God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. That's right. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised have God chosen. A bunch of rejects. Yes. I was a reject. So we're not talking about the reject, something that was rejected from the house because it was the wrong size and they got to take it back. No, we was a bunch of rejects. And then God seen a bunch of rejects, a bunch of dry bones. And he said, hey, son of man, what's those? What's those rejects? Do you know? That's the whole house of Israel. That's these bunch of rejects. Thank God that the world reject us. Because God chose us. He's the one that can make something out of nothing. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised have God chosen. Yea, and the things which are not to bring to naught things that are. That no flesh, this is the thing, that no flesh, no flesh at all, should glory in his presence. That's why we want to be in the spirit. All the time. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who is God, has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Now we know that righteousness, we know that sanctification, we know that redemption, but we better start to know the wisdom. The wisdom of God must have it. High time for it now. That according as it is written, he that glorifieth, let him glory in the Lord. Meaning that it's him. Christ is the power of God. Christ is the wisdom of God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech. I fit in that category. Thank God. Or of the wisdom declaring unto you the testimony of God. Or wisdom declaring unto you the testimony of God. That's the wisdom of this world. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. The word of God is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Don't you love the word of God? I love the word of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. You see that? That's why we speak in this wisdom among them that are perfect in understanding. Had that virtue in you? You're perfect now. Now let's go on to perfection. Let's go on to perfection now. Just men made perfect. Just a bunch of men that God made perfect. Or righteous men, because he called them righteous, that he's going to make perfect. Just men made perfect. Praise the Lord. Howbeit we speak the wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, because it's hidden you. Even the hidden wisdom. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Wiser than Daniel? Daniel didn't have the wisdom of God. That wisdom that it's talking about here was hid up. That one, that prince of Tyrus, that Lucifer, that Satan, that dragon do not have the wisdom of God. He do not have that wisdom that God had put in you, your earthen vessels. He do not have it. If he had it, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Why? Because there's another little glory running around here. They got Jesus, but they forgot Lazarus. God always ordained it like that. Except a seed fall into the ground and abide alone. But when it dies, then it brings forth more. God was the Son of God, so that he was planted in the ground, so that God can have many sons to replace those fallen angels. And if Lucifer known that, if Satan known that, if that serpent known that, if that dragon known that, he would have not crucified the Lord of glory. Why? He do not have the wisdom of God. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. It's going to be a time of trouble that was not like since and was ever before. But God is going to be doing a thing that nobody ever seen before in his people. And that is the balance. We'll be yet sorrowful, but yet always rejoicing. A balance. God don't deal with false weights. When he judge with equity. He do things in a balance. Just a little while longer, and Jesus will come. But I wasn't saying it for that. Just a little while longer, and I'll be done. But just a little while longer, and Jesus will come. I'm going to stick with that one. That's a lot better. A little while longer, and Jesus will come. But as is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us. Lord God. I haven't seen, ear haven't heard, didn't enter into the heart of man, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Glory to God. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Talking about little things deep here. The deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. This hidden wisdom, this wisdom of God that he have hid up with you. Don't you know God have storehouses? He have a treasure of rain in hell for the time of trouble. He's going to even be allowing the trouble to come. Why? Because the trouble is he want to perfect his people. Gold tried in the fire. If you got the right stuff, it will only make you right. It will only make you perfect. Which things also we speak not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. What a statement here. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Lord God. Once we get in the faith on a spiritual level, now God's going to be able to speak to his people as unto spiritual. And he's going to be comparing spiritual to spiritual. He's going to be anointing his ministers, his preachers, to preach the spiritual aspect of the word of God. To be able to stand in this evil day. But the natural man, don't be the natural man, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness unto him. He don't receive the preaching. Because they are foolishness unto him. But those that are the Spirit of God, they are the power of God. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. See, we're going to be able to judge all things in the kingdom age, but we got to start doing it now. If you are a spiritual person, what in the world is Christians got to be taking little matters out here to the world? Carnal. And the way of carnality is death if you abide there. But if you turn, repent, forsake, get back to God, he's merciful. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Regard not that iniquity in your heart. Repent before the Almighty God. Stop in your stubbornness and your rebellion. Talking in the spiritual realm to somebody. Praise God. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. For who have known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it. Neither yet now are ye able, for ye are carnal, or yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and division, are ye not carnal and walk as men? Now we don't have to be there no more. We've been there, but we don't have to be there no more. Come up. God telling you that you have a wisdom in you, and that's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And he wants you to start asking for this wisdom. And say, if you have that patience in you, that patience have a perfect work, and you're being tired, wanting nothing, then God said, if you lack, when you're perfect, that virtue is in you, ask of God for wisdom, and he'll give it to you liberally. And he would not upbraid you for it, wouldn't beat you up for it. He will give it to you so that you can be able to grow, so you can be able to judge righteously, just like you judge yourself. The profound wisdom of God will teach you how to judge yourself first. It will teach you how to judge yourself first. Because when you judge yourself, you're going to judge yourself with mercy. When you judge yourself, you will judge yourself with equity. And like you would judge yourself, God will start to have you to judge others. You get the beam out of your eye, then you'll be able to take the mold out your brother's eye. Why? Because you learn how to judge yourself. The profound wisdom of God will teach you how to do that. Then you'll be able to judge all things, because you'll judge righteously. You'll be able to have that knowledge of good and evil and do right. For the wise, the tongue of the wise speaketh knowledge aright. And that's how we'll do it. We'll speak knowledge aright. Because we have that wisdom of God. We're growing in the wisdom of God. And remember that the wisdom of God is infinite. We just needed just a little speck of it now. But it will be enough for every demon in hell. Every devil in hell, it will be enough. But don't be thinking that we're going to operate in all of the wisdom of God. Don't be thinking that Jesus Christ was all of God in the flesh. God is above all. His height, it reaches above the heavens. His weight, it outweighs all the worlds. His reach, it reaches everywhere. He's the all-time, undisputed, undefeated, heavyweight champion of love and the wisdom. Praise God. He is a mighty God. Mighty God. And I bless him tonight. And I just pray, God, that his word will be able to edify. I know that the people of God, I'll tell you, we are in a place, in a profound place, and God just want us to be just have acknowledgement and just to seek him. Seek him with a whole heart, whole spirit, soul, and mind. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you all in Jesus' name.